I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Monday, March 25, 2024. Stocks in Asia mostly fell on Monday as investors braced for a data-busy week ahead, with the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge on tap. Japanese stocks led the decline following currency warnings from a top official. Here at home, the PSE Index on a shortened trading week for the Holy Week break also fell by another 0.5% to close at 68.53, dragged by net foreign selling to the tune of 246 million pesos.
The default is if there is, theoretically speaking, the default is if there is a long weekend ahead, investors tend to take profits.
Okay.
Of course, number one, we're going to be facing a long vacation. And with long vacation comes, you know, quite some spending. So some investors may tend to liquidate funds in order to use them during the vacation period. Number two, of course, with the long vacation comes a lot of uncertainties ahead. And investors would want their funds to be shielded from the said uncertainties, the things that could unfold, during from Monday, Thursday to Sunday, on Friday or on Friday and Saturday, we're going to see the U.S. PCE,
right,
or PCE inflation. So there are a lot of uncertainties on down the road, and investors would want to be shielded from that. So they may take profits for the time being.
The lows, as you see in that graph, since we did in November to where we are, we have climbed quite a bit, and it's the reason why our index is consolidating right now. So we're seeing some profit taking from, let's say, a number of issues. Some issues that were in consolidations are trying to be able to gear up and generate their own rallies. And this mixed structure is what's keeping the index flat. And I would expect that we're going to see more of this in not too long a period of time, because I think we're going to be breaking either up or down from that range pretty soon. Normally, a little bit more of a correction would be better. And let's look for a healthier correction, and maybe something between 6.6 and 6.450 might be something more prudent. We wouldn't want it to go lower than that, because we want the index to establish a higher low that can keep us very much on a rally technician, since we actually want to keep ourselves tracked on where strength is. And the reason for that is we may have some laggards in the market that, although, yes, you might say fundamentally they may have some upside, but the good question you want to ask is, why are they still down there? The market's rallied from November up to today, and many of them have not managed to be able to rebound. So there's something inherently wrong. So what I would do is look for the ones that are strong right now, let them pull back a little bit, and those are the ones that you buy into a correction. And don't play the buy the laggards game.
In corporate stories, Upson International, which is behind the brands Octagon Computer Superstore, Micro Valley, and Gadget King, reports record sales for the full year of 2023 at 10 billion pesos, although bottom line still fell 14% to 464 million. On pre-opening costs and a contraction in margins due to lower margin rates from increased promotions, including product bundling and price discounts. Upson opened 25 new stores last year, 12 of which in the fourth quarter, ending 2023 with 232 stores in its network. Meanwhile, DM Wenceslao declares record high cash dividends of 0.07897-1515 per share, or a total payout of 268 million pesos for its sixth consecutive annual cash payout since publicly listing in 2018. The ASEAN developer tripled its 2023 earnings to 7.3 billion last year due to strong leasing and steady residential growth, as well as one-off gains. Meanwhile, DNL Industries, a six-story central hub of its newly operational plant in Batangas, gets the LEED version 4 certification from Barron International, a global symbol of sustainability and the world's most widely used green building rating system. DNL Central Hub earned a total of 60 points out of the maximum 80 for its various features, earning the building a gold rating, which is the second highest rating under LEED certification. To date, there are only about 42 LEED Platinum and Gold certified buildings in the Philippines. The Central Hub is said to be 20% more efficient than non-green buildings, while its water recycling system alone generates a 67% average savings from baseline or equivalent to one Olympic-sized pool in annual water savings. Finally, Alternergy is reallocating 64.8 million in IPO proceeds previously allocated for the Solana Solar Project, Ibulao Mini Hydro Project, Calavite and Tablas Strait Offshore Wind Projects, and for the Green Energy Supply Solutions, to the Tanay and Alabat Wind Projects of Alternergy Tanay Wind Corporation and Alabat Wind Power Corporation, both of which are scheduled to commence construction in the second quarter of this year to meet their commitments to the Department of Energy to deliver the Tanay and Alabat projects by November of next year. And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.